Hello.
Hello, Banji.
Hi, this is Angela.
Oh, hi. Is Banji available?
This is she. How can I help you?
Oh, hey, Banji. This is Eric over at Local Splash. I spoke to you yesterday.
I'm sorry. What did you speak to me about yesterday?
You're the business owner, right? I actually spoke to somebody named Banji yesterday.
Well, my nickname is Banji. My real name is Angela.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry about that. Remember I spoke to you about listing your company on the first page of Google? You did mention that.
Oh, yeah.
You did mention you were in
a position. I thought I said to call me back sometime next week and I can discuss it more with you because I didn't have anything to say about it right now. I can't remember what I said because I was in a meeting when you called.
Oh, okay. Yeah, you actually said call me back tomorrow between 8 and 11.
Okay.
But, I mean, the important thing here, Angela, is, I mean, you can take on some more clients at this time. Is that right?
I can, but what is this a fee? Is this a fee service?
A free service?
A fee.
Oh,
service.
A fee. So it's a fixed rate that you pay month to month, but there's no contract here, Angela. Right? So the customers here call you directly. Okay, that's one of the first major benefits. And you also don't get charged per phone call, per customer, or even per job that you're going to be able to concrete with our service. It's unlimited phone calls and unlimited leads. So I'm pretty sure that, you know, if we had customers calling you directly, interested customers, of course, that are already looking for your services, I mean, I'm sure that this is something that you would consider for your business today. Is that right?
I don't know. This is the first time I've heard about you guys or heard of Google having any kind of thing like that. And I don't know what your reputation is or how well it's going to work. I know Angie Leads. You guys are calling me now. Now they have Angie's Leads. But I don't know where you were before. I've decided to go with Angie's Leads.
And so
now you want me to make a choice on something that I've already made a choice on with Angie's Leads. So now you're telling me that you can provide the same service, but there's unlimited leads and unlimited calls.
Because with
I don't know how your service works, so that's why I'm and how much it's going to cost me.
Yeah, no, definitely, Angela. That's why I can pull up the details on this listing as well as the pricing. And Angela, it's not the same service because with Angie's Leads, they're going to let you know they have a customer for you, and they're going to send you the lead, and they're also going to sell that same lead to various other contractors in your area, right? Because they're a business directory, so they're reselling leads from Google. What you'd be doing here is working directly with Google, but we have no, you know, we don't have any interference in between you and your customers. That's why they're going to be calling you directly, and it's unlimited phone calls and unlimited leads. And with Angie's, it is a finite amount of leads for a fixed rate per month, right? Or you could be paying per lead depending on how you're structured there. But working directly with Google, it's a fixed rate that doesn't change, unlimited phone calls and unlimited leads. So, Angela, you did mention yesterday that you were the business owner. You don't have a business partner, but you do have a crew that's helping you run the company, right?
Yes, but I also want to know, okay, so when I said the same service, I mean, your service is a lead service and their service is a lead service. They're just two different kinds of lead services. You're saying that they get Google leads and send them to me. How are they getting Google leads if people are contacting them directly through Angie Leads?
Exactly. So
if I call up Angie or if I go on to Angie's site and say, I'm looking for this, how is that a Google lead?
Okay. So Angela, hear me out. Okay. The customer is going to, you know, obviously they're looking for the services that you offer. So this is an example, right? They're going to type in something like electrical for home addition or remodel installation or electrical wiring or panel upgrade. This is an example, right? Customer's going to type that in, and Angie's, with your money, they pay Google directly to create a listing that's going to say top 10 electricians in Reynoldsburg, Ohio, or a surrounding area, right? And from there, the customer sees that. They go onto that listing, and they submit a form with their information. That form is what Angie's is getting their hands on. And that's what they're sending to you. That's when they're going to let you know, hey, Angela, we have this customer that's interested for this service. Are you interested in buying the lead? You buy the lead, they'll send you the information, but they're also reselling that lead. That's what I mean by reselling leads from Google. But here with our service, the customer is going to be able to see the name of the company, Wireman Electric LLC. is going to have the option for them to call you directly. If you have a website, we can use that to put it there so you can see whatever you want them to see, before and after pictures, or if you already have your website set up. If not, if you don't have one, Angela, we can help create one for you. That comes with the service, but we're not selling you a website. Okay, so that's the difference between the two services, right? So you'd be working with Google directly. And if Angie's is working for you already, I know you say you just recently signed up with them, but, I mean, it's a service that works either way, Angela, right? But here, you know, it's...
What is your fee per month?
Yeah, so that I actually did send a message to my pricing director, Angela, while we were having this conversation. They have better access to the prices than I do, so I actually wanted to bring them on the line, not just to give you the price to our service, but, you know, we also want to answer any other questions or if you have any other concerns.
Well, I was in the middle of trying to do my payroll. This is not really a good time. That's why I was yesterday. I mean, when I have unscheduled calls, I'm
right.
Like, they're not scheduled at a specific time,
right.
Then that messes up my whole day.
Right.
So I am trying to get my payroll done. So
yeah,
I need to schedule you if you want to talk to me. It's really, really, really beneficial to me and my
right.
business.
That
yeah, if
definitely.
You want to talk about something that you want my business to take on or to consider, I need to have that time slotted. Otherwise,
right.
my day gets screwed up.
Right. I hear you. And what's the best time for me to give you a call back, Angela?
What's your name again?
My name's Eric. I'm over at Local.
Eric.
Supply. Yes.
Eric, let me look on my calendar and see what days, let me see what days and times I really have available to have this conversation, because I'm interested. I just can't make a on-the-fly decision and say, oh, yeah, let's go do that. I don't do that. It would make my business run horribly if I just constantly took calls and bought stuff off of people calling me. So hold on.
Okay, sounds good.
Can we do Monday at 11?
Yes, I will call back Monday at 11, okay? Thank you so much.
Can you send me a calendar invite?
Yes,
please,
ma'am.
So I can
yes.
put it on my calendar with your information and make it at 11 o'clock so I can accept the invite for a meeting on Monday at 11.
Okay, sounds good.
All right. Thank you, Eric. I appreciate it. Uh-huh.
Okay.
Bye.